First, Aneen argues that individualism, which characterizes all varieties of liberalism, is not, as it claims to be, the antithesis of collectivism and statism. What look like two theoretically contradictory positions turn out in real life to be mutually supportive and reinforcing. Well, it is. Look at the brain-dead conservative bot MAGA zombies meandering about the American countryside, repeating whatever it is that the talk radio mafia, CPAC, or the recently benighted, I'm sorry, beatified saints, St. Dana Lash and St. Wayne LaPierre, tell them to. Brains. The conservative echo chamber is not an echo chamber that is filled with individualism, real individuals and real individualism. It is filled with a collective. Whether you like it or not, most of you that call yourselves conservatives, you are members of a cult, of a hive, and you're in the wrong cult. You should be in the cult of Our Lady and under the flag of the Sacred Heart. That's a great cult to be the first member in. That doesn't mean that you can't be a member of a state or that you can't live in a Republican society or anything of the sort. Again, when you get vocation number one correct, first commandment, then any vocation that comes after that is going to be in proper order. But you have to get the first one correct. And when you elevate all manner of contrivances and political associations and machinations above the first commandment and say, well, no. That first commandment supersede. No, it's supreme. American Constitution ruled everything. No, it doesn't. You know, anyone that was around at the time of the drafting of the Constitution would laugh at that and then would be mortified of it, just as John Adams and Thomas Jefferson were as they got on in life. They went, my heavens, what have we done? I think it's clear. And when you listen to my special, Pages of Independence, this summer when it comes back to, around in June, and watch the video, the movie, I think it's clear that Jefferson knew that America died around 1820, 1821. Now, what do I mean when I say that? The idea that self-governance was going to produce a republic, a union of states, was supposedly what you went into Philadelphia Convention with and when you came out of it with. That's not what happened. It did not produce a union of states, and any vestige of it that didn't die around 1820 when Jefferson said it did. Mayor Church, you're lying. You're making it up. Jefferson never said that. He loved America. No, he didn't. Not to the end, he did not. When the Missouri Compromise was passed, Jefferson wrote a letter to his buddy Philip Mazzei and said, I sense the knell of the Union, K-N-E-L-L. I sense the knell of the Union. He was right. It died right then. It's over. War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one. Lincoln finished the job to the tune of 850,000 dead. Nice job, America. By the way, anyone that says, well, slavery had to be ended so a good came out of it. A good cannot come out of an evil. It was an unjust war. It was unjust actions. Barbarian savages were unleashed in Confederate and Union uniforms. War is hell, just as Sherman said it was. You cannot bring about a good by committing an evil. Murdering other human beings cannot be done in the name of social justice. Sorry, not the right answer. By the way, those men were trying to force conversion. They were basically saying to their Southern counterparts, you're not of the right faith, and if you don't convert to the right faith, we're going to come down there with cannons and muskets. We're going to kill all of you or enough of you to force you to convert. That's conversion by the sword. That's what Muslims do. That's not what Christians do. So is there anything left to preserve here? Mike, you just shoot down on America. You hate me. I don't hate it. I love it. It's why I say and do the things that I do. But let's be honest here. What does reality say has happened? Blobistan has happened. Brain dead, echo chamber guided, bumper sticker spouting, MAGA quote, conservatives, close quote. And then their equally brain dead zombie cult of death promoting non-MAGA libtards.